Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Do you find the fear of rejection is just simply overwhelming sometimes? Well, today I'm going to cover some methods for dealing with the fear of rejection. Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset podcast with me, Johnny Pardo. Here to help you take control of your self-esteem and confidence. Been there many, many times whereby I was scared to do something and regretted it massively because I didn't take action. There are many examples in my life, but examples can include approaching people for my coaching just because I was worried people would say no. This is very much early in my coaching journey. And talking to the girl at the bar, or talking to a girl or telling a girl I might have been dating that I, you know, liked her, and I'd try and play it cool and wouldn't tell her because I was scared she wouldn't say the same thing back. Or even speaking to someone or asking someone in the workplace for them to do something when I was particularly early on in my career, because I was worried they wouldn't like it or I would get rejected. So I've definitely been there, the fear of rejection. And that's a very common fear plenty of my coaching clients have. The fear of, what if someone says no? What if someone doesn't like me in the workplace? What if they don't want to get my services? This is a very, very common thing. So why does our brain come up with the fear of rejection? And first of all, just to mention, those things I really regretted, like I said, because I felt like I had more potential and I could have gotten some great results. But the four-letter word that holds most of us back, which is fear, is what holds us and stops us from moving forward. So the thing is, our brain associates the fear of rejection with survival. I talk about this a lot, but it's really important to understand our brain does have this job. The survival part of the brain does have this job to keep us alive. And as a result, it hasn't usually got real life or death situations like wild animals coming at us or, you know, assaults. Now, unfortunately, there are real dangers in the world that could happen, but mostly that's not the case. However, our brain, the survival part of the brain, the amygdala, which is responsible for looking out and keeping us alive, comes up with these fears. And what someone thinks is, it perceives as a real, real high danger for our survival. And that's why the fear in our brain can override us wanting to do something, unless we manage it, of course. So when I started taking more action, becoming more confident, I was learning that actually by doing the action, it showed my brain it wasn't life or death situation. And when you take more action, you become more confident as a result. I didn't necessarily know all of this about the brain and the survival part early on when I became confident in some situations. Now, I had low self-esteem for many years until my sort of late 20s. But I would build confidence in certain areas by just pushing out of my comfort zone and pushing through, and then showing my brain, see, that was not life or death. And many people think you have to feel confident to start. There are ways to feel more confident by visualization, but nothing can help you get more confident than actually taking action against the thing you fear, even if you have to break it down a little bit. So let's go into a few tips here. The first one is, have a conversation with yourself and your brain. Now, this can be in the form of journaling or just saying out loud to yourself. Quietly having a conversation in your head can cause all sorts of havoc sometimes, because the fear part of the brain will just override and take control. It will be unhappy. And there's a great book called The Chimp Paradox by Dr. Steve Peters, which really explains the two bits of the brain. You've got the human part of the brain, the prefrontal cortex, then you've got the limbic part of the brain, which the amygdala is involved in as well, which is the chimp part. And the chimp really, really doesn't like discomfort and looks out for dangers and will kick off. and it will, as a result, override that prefrontal cortex, the human part. And the human part is concerned with being happier, growing, and progress. But if we don't manage that chimp in the appropriate way, the survival part, then it will take over. So having your conversation with that chimp, with that part of the brain, is really, really going to help. The limbic part of the brain, just talking to yourself and saying, right, okay, we're seeing this fear of rejection as a real, real dangerous thing. But is it really? What's going to happen if someone says no? They're going to say no. It's likely not going to be life or death. But we can't, the chimp, and well, I'll go back to the chimp paradox analogy here, but the survival part of our brain does not really understand that unless we start having that conversation. So having a conversation with yourself, whether you're saying it out loud or journaling, is really going to help you see that the fear of rejection is not so bad in the first place. My second tip is, what's going to happen if you don't face this fear? I always like to talk about this because we often think, right, what do we want? We're going to get pleasure if we take this action. So for example, if you want to ask your boss for a promotion, the pleasure might be you get some more money, you get a pay rise, you get to grow in your career. That's what you really want. But the fear of rejection scares you. So look at it another way. Look at what the pain's going to be if you keep holding yourself back and worrying about rejection. And then really dig into that pain, because then you've got a good kind of pain in a way that you really have to take action, or else you'll be losing out on all these opportunities that you could have. And then combine that with the pleasure you'll get for taking action, then you've got something to really drive you. And then my final point. Now, this might be a little bit uncomfortable, but this is what I'm about, actually taking action, not just listening and going, oh, I'm inspired now, and then doing nothing with your life. Because if you don't take action consistently, not just one off, then your life won't change. This is to just do little actions each day to show your brain that rejection is really not that bad. Now, this could be something you're nervous about. I used to be nervous about talking to people on the street. Just saying hello to someone or good morning. I like to go past people sometimes and say good morning. Now, I was just thinking about the other day when I was doing this. Two out of three people blanked me. Well, one person blanked me. The second person looked at me like I was weird. And then the third guy smiled at me and said good morning. So you're going to get a mixed response for that. And different people are going to behave different ways. But actually, even if you get someone thinking, well, that's a bit weird or strange, you will actually go through that experience and realize it is not life or death. So therefore, that is really, really going to help you build your confidence and keep practicing to show your brain that the fear of rejection is really not that bad. Just do, and if you're not comfortable with that, just say something to someone in a shop. You know, if someone's serving you or at a coffee shop, ask them how their day is. Something like that, especially if you're an introvert. Ask them how their day is, even if you're terrified of them just saying, oh, it's all right or something. I mean, the chances are usually people are quite friendly, but not always. But you, and then praise yourself for actually taking the action. Pat yourself on the back, because that reinforces your brain to do it again and get used to the idea that rejection is always going to happen. Now, if you want to grow in this world, you are going to have to face rejection at some point. And I want to leave you with this. You're only rejected when you reject yourself. Okay, I'll say that again. You're only rejected when you reject yourself. So remember that one. You really need to get over or work through the fear of rejection. Fears are perfectly normal to experience, but don't let it hold you back. Think about the pain of what's going to happen, like I said, if you don't get over the fear of rejection. Look at the opportunities. Look at your life 5-10 years from now. What's going to happen to it if you don't take action? Now, this sounds dramatic, but it's really a driver to get you to start taking action. I've messed up in some areas. Like I said, I've let the fear of rejection get to me, and then I've regretted it. And it was actually more painful to perhaps talk to that girl, tell her I liked her, when actually she ended up with like a boyfriend, you know, a month or so later. Or I wanted to say something in a meeting, then someone else came up with a good idea, and I was like, oh, that's not so good. Or even losing out on lots and lots of helping lots of people and coaching when I could have just impacted people's lives more and more in my early days. So I want you to pick one thing that is a little bit nerve-wracking for you, that perhaps you're a bit fearful about what others think. And then I just want you to do that. And I want you to do it for a week. I want you to just pick one thing each day that you're slightly fearful of and do it for a week. And then it'll show your brain that actually any kind of rejection isn't that bad, whether you get a good or bad response. If you've enjoyed this content today, come and follow me on Instagram so we can hang out there. It's at Johnny.Pardo. Or you can find me on Facebook and LinkedIn. Just type in Johnny Pardo into either of those, where you can find daily videos and posts to boost your inspiration and self-talk. I'll catch you there. Thank you so much for listening today. If you've appreciated this, please share this with your friends and family and give it a rating just so we can reach more people together. Thank you if you've done so already. I appreciate you, and make that decision to take control of your self-esteem and confidence.